on that thought.
What? Are we still recording? Freaking release that as a 20-minute episode, man.
Sama.
Come on.
So where are we?
What do you mean, where are we? We lost it.
No, we didn't lose it. It's just
we lost
in the ether.
Thought.
We lost the thought. Yeah, I know. It's a...
So you better explain what happened.
Dog ate it.
It's gonna be pretty much.
Am I lying?
The dog ate my assignment.
Yeah, that's the
am I lying?
Why.
The dog ate it.
That's the reason why it's gonna be a totally different thing.
When you're
line of thought, forget about it.
When you're recording for a podcast, keep your dogs away because they will chew on the wires.
This is the first time that he did it. He was probably bored.
Who was that? Ayo?
Ayo.
Ayo!
He was probably bored.
I'm gonna kill you and make you.
So anyway,
since we're
done with the whole thing,
we should say goodbye and good night. What the hell are we gonna talk about?
I might as well make another one so that we have a.
No, here's the final point on the last thing that we talked about. Okay. All right. So there's a mismatch between what women think
that we're thinking
that
of,
that we find attractive, and we actually don't. Okay, better check yourself. All right.
Okay.
So that's my whole point.
That's your whole point. That's what's got you.
Yeah.
Okay. What got me?
What?
The past couple of weeks is this whole argument online about how far will you go?
What do you mean? How far will you go?
How far people will go for their content?
Recently,
I just found out that this streamer guy got arrested in Japan. Johnny Somali. Annoying, I know.
He's an idiot,
I know. But still, there's a few people who actually give him money.
Oh, Jesus. There's a reason why Japan has a 98.9%
conviction rate.
Okay? If they think that you're too annoying, they will convict you and they will succeed.
No, but he got away. He just went back.
No, there was no conviction. There was no attempt to put it on the legal system before this recent incident.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because he went back to Japan.
What is that, like a vlogger thing?
Yeah.
He's like a content creator. He's like a troll.
These people are dirt of...
It's kind
of
like remember, was that last year or the other year we had that?
No,
had
I remember
one of those.
When we didn't have all these fuckers in
I know.
The world, man. And the,
but
everything
remember,
was better.
Remember, was it last year or 2 years ago, there was a guy that they arrested in Gaston Park on the fountain because he took a dip?
Uh-huh.
Because he went online and goes like, oh, for...
Oh, yeah. Who was that guy?
For give me
gram.
A challenge.
For YouTube.
Right, whatever you tell me, I'll do it.
Okay, and somebody told him.
And then someone told him, like, okay, go,
take a
go,
dip at the fountain,
wear like a pink swimsuit,
mm-hmm.
and then take a dip on the Gaston Park fountain. Huh? What's his name?
Kagayanon,
yeah.
Oh, idiot! Jeez, I'm.
Dude, he wore pink. He wore a pink swimsuit.
And dip into the Gaston Park.
He then took and then took a dip in the Gaston
Park. Hey, mind
Gaston
you,
Park.
These people get invited to events now, grand openings.
I don't think
and
I haven't seen him in one of those events. But
so apparently, that's the end thing nowadays. Even that guy who planted like 5 stems of sunflower prefer those morons over
5
something
stems
else.
Of sunflower.
Yes.
Oh, you'll figure it out when you rewind this episode when it gets uploaded.
So anyway, he took a dip, and then naturally the cops. Arrested him.
Yeah,
and then he goes
course.
Like, oh, ayoko dakpa kay kung ano man to challenge man to siya sir challenge online daw chagi challenge.
What's the charge?
Public nuisance.
Public
and
nuisance,
then,
yeah.
You're
yeah.
not supposed
it's
to take a dip
violation.
On the fountain.
Yep.
And he took off his clothes
and
in the middle
of
the
park. And stepped on some of those tubes that sprout water.
Yeah.
And that's bad. Yeah. He could go to jail for doing
yeah.
that.
Moron.
Because it's the
and then he took off his clothes.
Here.
In the park, so that's public indecency.
Yep.
Indecent exposure.
Yep. Indecent exposure.
Moron.
I mean, and then he had the, and then he goes like, oh, don't arrest me.
I didn't know.
I challenge him to sa sir.
I'm a content creator, and I can plug you.
It's kind of like
show.
This guys who annoy people for views, right?
Yeah.
And then when someone actually does make battle to them, and then calls them on their bluff.
And then they go like, "Oh, why'd you do that to me? It was for content, dude. It was just a video. Why are you so mad? It was just a video.
I swear to God, if I encounter any one of those, I'm not going to have any mercy. I'm going to go to jail.
I'd break their faces.
True, because
I remember one time I was looking at all these vinyl promotions, and then some Yahoo was writing something like, "If you're one of us, you got to check out this vinyl store." Like, fuck you! I was looking at your page. You don't even know shit about vinyls. And then she was writing something like, "If you're one of us." What the fuck? That's a big fat lie right there, man.
I was playing with vinyls before you even learned how to masturbate. Jesus.
Yeah. Oh, she's older than you, by the way. That's the worst part.
Oh, shit. Oh,
she doesn't know shit about vinyls. And then she claims, like, "If you're one of us." I think you're trying to be cool and you're fake. What is up with that? I mean, if there's anything I learn about marketing and trying to promote products or endorse anything, is not to lie about anything at any time at all.
Here's
like,
the
you
thing
gotta be
that,
honest. That's your reputation you put forward to freaking assure everybody that what you're telling everyone is the real thing.
All right. Let me do a Ryan for the next few minutes.
Go.
All
right. All right, go.
All right. So this is one that really pisses me off. So we got this online bloggers, vloggers, content creators, you know. So they get invited to certain events in the city, like a opening of a restaurant or opening of a new cafe. All right. So they take their pictures. They take their pictures of the place, take pictures of the food.
Did you know they copy paste everything and then their releases are just the same?
That's what I'm saying. You got like,
they don't even know
how to write. Like 15, 20 creators in one spot. They take
95% is grammatically wrong.
They take the same pictures that yet not one of them tells me what I'm looking at. Like they take a picture of a dish, right? They don't tell me what that menu item is particularly called. They don't tell me what's in that particular dish.
What it is?
I mean, at least tell me if it's pasta. I know it's pasta because I can see that it's pasta. But at least tell me what type of pasta is it? Is it spaghetti? Is it fettuccine? Is it lasagna? Is it a gnocchi? Or good Lord, you're there. They fed you. The least you can do is have the
that's why they're scared of us, all these wannabe.
I mean, the least you can do, the least you can do is put the menu item.
Or the least you can do is impress the three of us.
That's a tall order.
Okay. All right.
That's a tall order.
Menu, price, location.
I mean, sometimes they put the location.
Sometimes, not all the time, that's what pisses me off.
Okay,
because some people put in a good picture of a dish. Let's say, for example, and I'm intrigued. I want to try it out. I check out the page. I don't know where it is.
Yeah, so you have to look at the picture and try to figure out what to order based on the picture because they didn't tell you anything.
Right? I don't even know how. You know what?
I mean, it's not enough to tell me the name of the restaurant. Tell me where it is.
Where it is? Yeah. How much is
because
it?
Because Facebook doesn't tell you any shit about where it's located.
No, they can.
They can. But you have to put it in there. There's a thing called address when you type in the description box of a particular page, and it asks you where it is.
Let me do a shout out to one particular restaurant that does this. Beit al-Zaytun.
Yeah, they do that.
Why is it about that? I haven't tried it out. I swear to God, there will come a time when I will.
Why is it different? Because they tell you where exactly it's located.
And they will tell you how to get there.
Okay, there you go. That's all you need to do. You have a business. You put it on Facebook. You tell us where you can find.
Especially if your place is somewhere in Nazareth.
Or if you're in Nazareth, you tell us that your signage is facing the tree, not across Barangay Hall.
Yeah.
So we can know where to get our orders.
No, because I'm sure I'm not alone in this. Like, you put an address in Nazareth, like 1221. I've been here all my life.
The fuck is that?
I do not know where 1221st is. put me anywhere in Nazareth, I can get out.
Across Barangay Hall.
Yeah.
Their signage is facing the tree.
The tree.
On the other side of the street.
On 23rd.
Not Barangay Hall.
Not
when
20th.
You drive by Barangay Hall,
you're not gonna
unless
see it.
You notice the boxes of pizza,
yeah,
you won't know which one you're getting your order from. So,
but they're in the corner of 23rd and 20th. But then again, I wouldn't know.
I couldn't even remember. I just know it's... We're in the Philippines. You get a landmark as a referral
point. I know. It took me a while.
Where is it located? Right across Barangay Hall. That's how we do things. It's not like it's northeast of freaking 26th Street or whatever. No. We do in front of Barangay Hall.
That's why it took me... I had a little difficulty when I got back home from after living so long in New York, where everyone just gives you an address and automatically I know where it is.
Yeah, because of
like,
the address.
By the building number, I know if it's on the east side or on the west side, even if it's the same 23rd Street.
Over here, it doesn't work like that.
I'd know if it's on the east side or the west side. Just give me a building number, and I know which avenue to take. I mean, it's there. It's right there. I can tell.
2023.
It took me a while to figure it out.
Nope.
The only reason why I found out that place because I was buying Ensaymada, and then when they parked, they go like, "Oh, so here
it's
it is."
It's beside the Ensaymada thing.
And then it dawned on me, go like,
"When I looked at the map, it's right across Barangay Hall."
It is.
So I went there. I looked for the Barangay Hall. I got to the Barangay Hall. Their signage is facing the other street.
On 23rd.
Who the fuck cares, man?
And then I just... And then
so
I remembered,
I wasted 2 minutes before I got my pizza.
And then I remembered that... Welcome. All right, we used to hang out in this place back in the day. We
exactly.
got drunk on that street.
They should have said something like, Balaini. Our pizza place is at the corner where you used to get late. It would have been a lot easier, right?
True.
Exactly. But they didn't.
I'm going beyond... I'm getting sidetracked. What really pisses me off is when these, because we have to admit, these days, when you want to find out something new, like a place or a place to eat or like a decent cafe or something anywhere in the city, you tend to go to social media, Facebook, Instagram, sometimes TikTok. At least you know put the address in, or at least the something.
Somebody
tell me what I'm looking at. Tell me what I'm looking at. Not just pick all right, I know you have your iPhones with you, and then you take a decent picture of a particular dish. You take great pains in editing that picture using your iPhone, because that's what you guys do, and then you enhance certain colors. It's fine. I can get that. I edit pictures myself of food. But the least you can do is tell me what I'm looking at. Or, you know, on a stretch, probably tell me if it's pork, beef, chicken, or God knows what.
Yes, correct.
Because I would greatly appreciate to know what I'm like. Would I order this thing? You know, it could be galunggong for all I care, but just don't. And then sometimes it's not enough to just say that it's fish.
Yep.
You know, or if it's a steak, tell me what I'm looking at. Is it a ribeye? Is it a New York cut? Is it a skirt steak? Is it like a tenderloin? Is it a T-bone or a porterhouse? What am I looking at?
The whole point is, do not underestimate the diners, the possible diners that you're going to have, because they do want the details. Okay.
And so. I know I'm not alone in this. It's just that you've been doing it for so long that people just don't even care about it anymore. Like, all right, so there's another place that opened up. Uptown. Okay, I had a bit. Masterson's Avenue.
That's a pretty long ass.
That's a long stretch.
I know.
I mean, you know, which part of Masterson's Avenue?
It's like saying, where is Vendip located? Bula Highway.
Bula Highway. Okay. It's along Kyle's Vagan Highway.
Where is this store in Bukidnon? Sayre Highway. No.
Sayre.
Ah, okay.
Christ.
So between Manolo and Maramag, good luck.
Maramag, we're still in there. I mean, are they lying? No.
No.
But at least be a little more specific.
That's why landmarks are important in the Philippines.
Not even that. At least give the proper address, like a building number or like a
location. Yeah, but sometimes you need the
landmark. It's easier for a landmark. Since we're Filipinos, it's easier for us with the landmark. Yeah. But
that's
sometimes
like a block away from this landmark.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is since we all use either Waze or Google Maps or Apple Maps if you're like if you go that way. I mean, they don't
some
accept.
Some of these outlets don't.
They don't usually accept. Like you can't just put there. Oh, it's in front of the Nazareth Barangay Hall. You can't put. You need an address.
Yeah.
Give me
a
building number. Give me something.
Yep. Or proper signage when we're actually at your place.
Well, yeah.
Invest in signages. It actually works. It has. Thank your God, your pizza is good, but otherwise, dude, you suck at telling everybody where you're located. What is this, like a fucking ultimate test until I find where your place is and then I'm good to go for the next 10 years buying your pizza? It doesn't work like that.
Here's the tip. So if you're going to give a good landmark, let's say, for example, the Nazareth Barangay Hall. Okay. So park in front. Here's a good tip. Park in front of the Nazareth Barangay Hall. Look right. Once you see the flagpole, look left.
Yeah, that works too. Yep.
It's at the corner of 2023rd.
No, I mean, if you want to be as detailed as you can without giving the street name.
And what I'm saying is, if you just put in the proper address.
No, the first reaction.
Everybody has a smartphone. We have GPS now.
Yeah, but the first thing you do is when you get to the place is look for the signage of the place.
What is Mike bitching about?
The people uptown getting sick, and that includes my son.
That's the last thing that we're going to talk about. So let's
go to work.
Okay, so anyway.
We going?
Like I'm saying, you know, since you're a content creator, quote unquote, and I use that term rather
loosely. When you're a content creator, learn how to write and speak English properly. I think that's a basic.
For crying out loud, hire a proofreader.
Yeah, or you can hire the three of us to actually get.
We don't have to write for you.
Give you a go signal.
I'll give
if it's okay to get posted, uploaded, or anything.
I'll proofread your work for free.
Yeah,
trust me.
For a pizza from the Barangay Hall.
So it's one establishment actually came up with a description of the kind of food that they have, and I apologize to this establishment right now, but let me also own the fact that, hey, I apologize. Yes, I made a comment because I literally took a screenshot of their ad
and then
told them to rewrite it.
Did you rewrite and then send?
I did rewrite.
Oh,
I told them to rewrite it because it says.
Are we talking
and I
about?
Quote,
okay.
And I quote: "We have delectable dishes, which is going to water your mouth."
That's not. No, it didn't say that.
Seriously,
it did not say that. You're kidding, right?
No, I'm not kidding.
Really?
I can give it a screenshot.
Dude.
That's just wrong. That's
just fucking wrong.
That's not even grammatically wrong. It's just wrong.
It's just
dishes.
It's a sacrilege.
It's just wrong.
It's going to water your mouth.
Ah, jeez.
I mean, it took them a couple of days to figure it out, but
they change it?
You could have just corrected it right there.
Yeah, correct it. And
no, I'm not paid to do it.
Well, they might have paid you if you did.
Yeah.
No, but I gave them a tip. Jesus Christ.
Okay.
I mean,
All right.
Here's one that happened to us yesterday. Uptown.
What? Which one?
Aladdin.
Okay, Aladdin is. What is that?
I do not mind if it's Aladdin's Gate or Aladdin's Cafe.
No. In my brain tells me cafe. My eyes tell me gate.
Okay, so what's the name of the place?
It's cafe.
Cafe. Yeah. It's like this trash metal bands with a logo you can't read.
You can't read.
Okay, so Aladdin is thinking they're Exodus or Death Angel or Megadeth.
Something like
or
that.
Or worse, like freaking Lamb of God.
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
No, I'm just saying,
really?
How?
Aladdin's Gate.
It's supposed to be Aladdin's Cafe.
Well, it says Aladdin's Gate.
That's what I'm saying. My brain tells me cafe. My eyes tell me gate.
So you get in the gate to order the cafe, the food in the cafe.
And then
food's good.
Who ate there? Mike D ate there. He says his food's good.
Food's good, according to Mike D, and I trust the guy.
What is it, like Mediterranean shit?
Something like that.
Knowing that it says Aladdin's Gate, then
I'm thinking, yeah.
Okay, cafe.
Probably
gate?
Middle Eastern
gate.
Cuisine.
Gate.
Cafe.
What happens after the gate? Is there anything happening? Oh,
you're in the Cave of Wonders.
Okay. All right.
Well, what's your point? I don't care if it's a Lion's Gate or Lion's Cafe.
No, what I'm saying
just don't
is
tell me that your food makes your
I mean check online.
Your mouth.
Check online.
Holy moly.
It says that
you know what? We'd make a killing if everybody would refer or have us approve any posts that they want to do our before they actually do it.
Our food makes our food waters your mouth.
We can rephrase. We can help them out. Actually, yeah. For a fee, you can get in touch with us. You know where we're located. Comment on Spotify that you need help.
We're cheap.
We're about a couple of burgers away from your outlet. Getting the right address and description.
I'm looking at their Facebook page.
Okay. Let's proofread. Come on.
At their Facebook page.
Next episode, we're gonna pick on your descriptions. Like all.
No,
the
I'm
local
looking at their
outlets.
Facebook page. It literally says Aladdin's Gate.
So it's a gate.
See, I told you.
Aladdin's Gate.
Well, it looks like a freaking cafe.
The place.
Look at that font. Look at that.
Aladdin's Cafe. Yeah, cafe.
Yeah. But look at the name. It's it says gate.
No, it's Aladdin's Cafe.
They say right there at the bottom.
No, I don't care. The logo says Aladdin's Cafe.
Why would you call it Aladdin's Gate?
No, it's Aladdin's Cafe.
You said gate earlier.
Yeah, but it looks like a cafe. I saw the logo.
What's that correct one?
Gate.
Cafe!
I stand corrected.
Come on, right?
It's a... Let me see the logo again.
The logo says cafe.
It's a cafe, yeah.
Yeah, but the thing goes...
Aladdin's Cafe.
They have Arabic cuisine. Should be good.
What?
Arabic cuisine, they say.
Okay.
I don't care what kind of cuisine it is. It's Aladdin's Gate.
I think
why is gate more interesting than a cafe? You go through the gate and get to a cafe.
You know what? To end the argument, we're going there one of these days.
Let's check it out. Let's see if it's a gate or a cafe.
Like,
so you guys haven't been there?
I have because it's in uptown. What do I do uptown? And now that...
It's a good point.
Yeah, then because of this viral outbreak, nobody goes uptown anymore.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy. My son is down with that shit. Dude.
Okay, so you want to talk about that savior thing that came out?
Yeah, might as well.
Okay.
What is it?
All right. Based on the recent information that we got, give me a second. Here we go. Apparently, Savior University, the high school, is suspending classes this
for
whole
a week. The whole week.
1 week.
Yeah.
Some sort of viral outbreak. Anyone caught or somebody's daughter caught a stuffy nose last week? Then slight cough. Apparently, they're both better, but not completely gone. Kept asking
even
if anyone was sick.
Even
she
kept saying
no.
My son is down with that in Corpus. A lot of them too.
Only to find out that there's tons of kids who have been absent because they're sick. Yeah. So my question is this. The Nipah
virus?
No.
I think
it's different.
That's a high mortality rate virus. It's not going to spread just like Ebola. It's not going to go to another place. People die before it transfers. It has nothing to do with that. That's a freaking cold. Probably a different variant of something. My son is down with that right now with a whole bunch of his classmates in class. And he's in another school, not even Savior.
It's not Savior.
So Uptown, pretty much fucked up with that virus.
All right,
I
so no
the
going
room
uptown
with my
this
son
week.
And I'm not even sick. So it's not the serious crazy stuff you're thinking about.
What's that called? The NAPTA?
Nipah.
No,
different.
50% or more mortality rate? No, it can't spread.
Yeah, but
you cannot spread that shit.
India has whole towns being
quarantined.
Yeah, just like Ebola. When it happens, you quarantine. Ebola cannot transfer because of a higher mortality rate. When you have like a freaking 10-12% mortality rate, that's the problem.
So
it spreads.
Here's the thing: the next time you post pictures of cute bats, I'm gonna be going after
because
you.
This Nipah thing is also Nipah.
Mm.
It's also bats.
Yeah,
it's
I know.
Bats.
Mm-hmm. Batman, you gotta do better than what the fuck you doing with your minions, man. I'm telling you, they're abusing your powers, man. When you're asleep. They're just doing shit.
So what's happening in Savior right now? It's a common cold that, or is it a variant of COVID that's a little bit...
It's not COVID. It's a common virus. But
yeah.
With the pandemic that recently we have gotten through, a week.
So what got just, what got the entire school declare 1 week off?
Because of COVID. Because of COVID. Yeah.
I think it's because of COVID. Yeah. Everyone's just paranoid these days.
So they wanted to make sure if it's affecting a whole bunch of people, kill it for 7 days. I'm sure when classes resume 7 days after, it's gone.
So what's happening? No classes, or they're going to do online?
My son's down, and then 2-3 days after, with all medication, he's okay. I mean, he's better now. So what I'm saying is, 7 days, everybody will be okay 7 days from now.
What I'm asking is, are they having no classes, or just
suspended classes,
or just like online thing?
No,
nothing.
I don't think they're going to have any online classes.
They're going to let everybody rest.
Okay.
They're going to just extend the classes for an additional week. That's going to be fine.
Because
it's a cafe and not a gate. That's why.
Because my nephew, who's studying in La Salle, in Laguna, we got him home. Oh, that? No, not because of a virus, but because of Taal volcano spewing ash.
That's even debatable, because it's not actually Taal, it's smog.
It's smog.
It's smog, yeah.
No, but...
And Taal made it worse, actually.
Taal made it worse.
Okay, let's be honest here. It's not just smog. It's a combination of smog and Taal.
And
Taal.
Smoke belchers.
And
and gate and cafe.
And people from Cavite.
Yeah, the guys from Cavite...
No, but Cavite now is like the capital of e-bikes.
Oh, capital of road rage.
E-bikes.
Whatever, dude.
I swear to God, if you're talking about Cavite, I basically just screwed a whole lot of people from Cavite.
I swear to God, if you get out of your car and go to my car, I'll shoot you in the face, man. That's what I'm going to do. So fuck you. Stay in your car and let me blow my horn until I'm done with you. That's how it's supposed to be done.
I'll hold my pistol, and the minute that I smell alcohol, I'll shoot.
Yeah. And then I'll tell everybody he was going to kill me.
And I'm going to win.
Yeah, he's going to kill me, and then he's drunk. And
because he's drunk.
He got scared, and it's self-defense. God balanced everything.
You always bring a throwaway pistol.
Yeah. And God balanced everything because of these things.
You should always bring a throwaway pistol. You can shoot a guy, throw a pistol.
No, you don't need a throwaway. If he reeks of alcohol.
If he reeks of alcohol, he comes out of the car and goes against you.
All bets are off. He got out of his car, went to your car. Yeah. Boom. For all I know, he's got a pair of pliers and what was that? Like a cutter and
screwdriver.
Gloves with knuckles.
Screwdriver.
This fucking idiot of a cop. Whatever happened to that guy, man?
London, he lived there.
The thing is this.
You think it's going to go to jail or...
So just in case people are wondering, we're talking about a new video that's coming out where I posted it on my Facebook. Hope everybody sees it. But, you know, same thing. If somebody comes up to me and cocks his gun and I got a pistol, I'm going to shoot him first.
Yeah. And
I swear to God, I'm going to come out as not guilty.
Yeah, of course. For sure. Oh, man. These people. Stiffer penalty for road rage now, and they don't really learn their lesson until it happens to them.
You keep on saying about road rage. What about road rage?
There's a new law that they passed.
There's a new law. What's a new law?
Against road rage, so stiffer penalty. It's not only like, you know, provocation or unjust vexation or whatever the usual.
It's literally road rage now.
What do you call that? Like a criminal offense or anything? It's in a separate law that penalizes you to like a lot of money. You need to pay and a lot of prison time. Because you gave in to
road rage.
And that guy on camera.
That guy on camera gave in to road rage.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. So he could be liable.
Sometimes it does get a little ragey.
Yeah, but getting out of the car?
I'm not crazy.
I never, no matter how hot-headed I am driving, I never do that.
Getting out of the car is too much.
Picking a fight, like go into the car. I mean, dude, you could get shot by doing that.
Exactly.
I mean, I don't care how isog you are to get out of the car and then screw that. That's pretty dumb.
I really should tone down my whole bridge thing.
No, as long as you don't get out of the car, that's a totally different story.
Yeah, well, still, I should tone down.
Right now, I never drive to work anymore, so I'm happy. I'm looking at jeepney drivers just annoy the bejesus out of people who used to be me back in the day. So I was like, oh, so this is how it feels like.
There are new stories coming out, like Bugul drivers, and I'm specifically mentioning the name of the route. Bugul drivers getting complaints because...
Oh, yeah. They don't really respect their passengers. It's like...
Yeah.
They don't pick up passengers the right way. They don't let them off at the proper jeepney stop.
There was an old lady trying to get in who's got some sort of baggage. And this passenger came out to help the old lady. And the minute that
the jeepney left both the passenger who helped out and the old lady. Yeah. I hope that guy gets arrested.
So when picking up, they have a lot of patience, mm-hmm. but when it comes to dropping off, they don't.
Really?
So you're literally going to be left with the minute that you step off the jeepney.
Jeepney drivers are good drivers. I've learned that in the last month or so after so many years of not taking the public commute. Not all jeepney drivers are good drivers. 98% of jeepneys are about to fall apart.
Are they not motivated to have their jeepneys fixed because they know they're going to be phased out?
No.
I don't know, man, but I still believe in the jeepney.
They do realize that they're going to be reconditioned.
Because you pump three times before the brakes hold.
That's dangerous.
That's dangerous. I know that. And I've been riding the jeepney for almost 2 months now. And
now, you know why? Because I found myself in Jensen, and they don't have jeepneys in mm-hmm. Jensen, by the way.
Yeah.
They took out all the jeepneys in Jensen.
You replaced it with what?
Those buses. The minibuses.
Okay.
Nice.
It works for Jensen because they got like long straight roads.
Okay.
So
Jensen is basically one long straight
road. One long straight road. I know. But traffic flows. And then the side streets wherein you go in, it's not jeepneys. It's mostly tricycles. Motorellas. Tricycle.
The one with a 45 degree angle if you sit?
Something like that. No, well, not that much of a degree because... they're mostly on flat road, unlike if you go to Pagadian, wherein all the roads are going up or down on a steep incline. So that's why when you ride it, you're on a 45-degree angle, but once you're on the road, it's straight out.
Okay.
What I'm saying is, you know, it's doable. Some places actually do have were successful in taking out the jeepney. It's just that we're resisting, because right now I see a lot of minibuses going around, and I think it helps a lot.
I do too.
I think it helps a lot. They're not smoke belchers as much as the old jeepneys are. I don't know why they get. They still get.
There has to be a minimum requirement of what makes you keep those jeepneys.
Yeah, what I'm saying is, when you have it registered, they're supposed to.
Requirement number one: all your lights have to work.
Yeah, I hate that at night.
I mean, you can't even tell if the person's going left or right in an intersection.
Yeah.
Jeez, I mean, God, what the fuck?
I mean, it's not enough to have, like, those little lights on because it looks cute. I need headlights.
There are times when I'm riding with somebody who drives because I don't have the license to drive. And I'm even complaining. I do not know where you guys are going. Left, or are you going to go straight? Because your lights are not...
They're not on.
They're not on.
Half the time, I think you're parked.
I don't know if you're turning left or you're going straight. Let's put it that way. Come on. I don't even drive.
It's just dangerous. All right. It's kind of like... It's bad enough that certain jeepneys or certain vehicles don't do that. It's worse if you're a motorbike. They don't even do the lights on anymore.
Yep. Let's go there.
All I'm saying is it happens, all right? Mm-hmm. And then they're the ones who scream at me because I was on the right side of the road. But that'll get.
Okay, all right.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying. I don't budge. Stay in your lane. Stay in your lane!
Or you occupy the whole lane behind me.
No, it's not enough that I harangue them on the bridge. Sometimes, you know, I mean,
You suggest that they topple over. Give them suggestions. Okay, you're going to topple over. I'm going to put a little bit of a nudge that doesn't look like a nudge. Just, you know, to give you an idea.
Let's just say that...
I don't know if this is going to help. Okay. Motorcycle drivers...
Always remember that the right side is the driver's blind side, especially the rear.
Yep.
You have to understand that. I mean, I do not drive, but I always react.
No, they probably thought they can get away with it because it was just quick and not even 2 seconds.
Let me put it this way. Let me put it this way. I do not drive, all right? But I always get surprised if somebody pops up on the right side of that person I'm driving with.
How much more if you're the one driving, right?
Exactly.
That's the point, yeah. These motor bikers, most of them don't drive a four-wheel. So they don't get the idea. And all these other bikers that has a four-wheel...
Some of these bikers don't even have licenses.
Think like, oh, it's going to be pretty quick. Before he hits me, I'm out of there. Until he's not out of there. And then
we're trying... We're not like we're being elitist or anything. It's just that...
We are elitist. It's like, fuck you. If you have two wheels, fucking take extra care. Don't inconvenience us.
It's not being elitist. It's just, you know...
Practical.
Sensible.
Being sensible about the whole thing.
It's just a sensible road courtesy.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you're nice to me, I'm nice to you.
My daughter rides a motorcycle, but let me put it this way. You guys are creating your own problems. I'm telling you that.
And she gives me, every time I send her a picture of my hat on the bridge thing, she always sends me a frowning face.
No. Frowning face.
Why?
But
they don't use the car anymore?
They do, but in the morning when she reports, and she reports at 8 o'clock.
She drives her own bike, or she gets there faster? Huh?
She gets picked up.
Oh, okay.
She gets there faster.
Really? Or you wake up earlier? We have the same route, man. 20 minutes.
Kike, earlier?
Oh, sorry. They have a more challenging jeepney ride up in the Bukid.
You're talking about my daughter.
No, I mean, your jeepney service there sucks compared to ours.
Yes,
that's true.
The lower part. We might get all the brunt of the Baja, but jeepney-wise, ours is better than yours. Whatever happened to that? Why is that? Nobody has tried to do anything about it? Like in Terry Hills, you don't have jeepneys for you guys alone.
Now everybody knows where I live.
I know, right? Because like,
if I
was going to open like a franchise jeepney business, I'd do it in Terry Hills.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
because there's a lot of you guys and there's
not
enough
jeepneys.
That's the
reason why I asked Victor what are the possibilities, what are the requirements and stuff.
Forget
that I need
the
to
bus.
Do.
Use the jeepney. I never believed in those buses, man.
No.
Too big for streets that are too small. It doesn't make sense.
It's air conditioned.
Screw that. 15 minutes? Why do you need AC for 15 minutes?
I don't know, because I need AC, period.
In Kikai's case, 10 minutes. Because after she gets off the freaking boss-looking midget of a hybrid whatever thing, 5 minutes later, it's my office.
Oh, well, sure.
15 minutes max.
Yeah.
You don't need AC for 15 minutes. You need an...
Oh, trust me, I need AC.
You need iPods that could play you 3 songs. That's all you need.
Okay.
I think we're done.
So yeah, I got everything off your chest. I got stuff off my chest. I'm okay now.
Okay.
Well, good. Right. If you have a business, put signages properly. Put locators properly.
So to
register
recap,
on Google Maps so we can find you right away.
To recap, what you think is attractive is not.
It's not. Yeah.
Number two, put signages.
What sign
where people can actually see them.
Yeah. Make it easier for us to go where you are.
And if you use fake cheese, what are you going to do, Jess? If you use fake cheese in your pizza?
I swear to God, the last time I dropped by by, there was nobody there. You
just laughed at the store.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I was with you, remember?
Sorry about this, but... Yeah.
Don't you, yeah,
consistency...
Yeah,
you were there, yeah. Takes you a mile further than just
your
brand.
If you make a living offline, or if you're if you want to make a living offline, online, sorry.
And
if you
want
to make a living
online,
do it properly.
That somebody looks ugly, man. I saw a picture.
Which one?
We can't do this because we're recording, but there is a creature somewhere in the universe that you hate. I saw a picture of that creature recently, and oh my God, it's an ugly creature.
Don't make me use the thing.
No, I didn't say anything.
No, but he was about to.
It could be a bacteria.
I'm just saying.
Oh, you're scared about Jesse.
I'm always scared about Jesse.
No, it's all good. It's all good. I'm just saying.
Don't make me use it.
Consistency, that's the key. Business-wise, Jeepney.
What's that complex that they live in? Uptown?
Complex that they live in uptown. I don't even know what you're talking about, dude.
He's gonna
bleep it out anyways.
Okay, all right.
So what I'm saying is consistency in everything includes, I don't know, cheese in your pizza maybe.
Damn.
Or what else? Coffee.
Damn.
Butter pumper.
What?
Nothing.
No, I mean.
What coffee?
You should try my coffee at home.
Damn.
It's way better than the ones that came out in the papers, I'm telling you, man.
Don't make me mute you, little bitch.
It's so good. And you know what? It came from Jesse. He opened my eyes to Batangas coffee, man.
Damn.
So good. Makes you want to say, fuck, man.
Let's end this.
Do it again.
That's what I'm saying. Say goodbye. I'll let him say goodbye. You say goodbye.
No, maybe. Bye. Did we forget anything? Just make sure we didn't forget.
No. Damn. That's it. Say bye.
Good. Are we good?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, we got to some. Yeah, bye everybody. Sorry.
Bye.
Sorry.